Sydney's Magic 2CH.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night.
Istanbul, not Constantinople. I thought that was a good introduction to Sheridan, who has just been to Turkey. Good morning.
Good morning, yes. A whirlwind visit, let me tell you.
Why did you go there?
Well, I was sent an invitation, which I could not resist, to a dinner at the palace, the Shiran Palace, which is on the Bosphorus in Istanbul, from a food writer called Filiz Hosokulu, and she lives in Gaziantep, which is in southeastern Turkey. It's on the border of Syria. So they didn't want to take us there because of all the troubles in Syria at the moment. So it was held in Istanbul, and it was such an important dinner that the president, President Erdogan, attended. And it is a magnificent palace on the Bosphorus. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No.
Anyway, it was to celebrate the selection of Gaziantep as a creative city for gastronomy in the world. It was, you know, it's a very thrilling thing to be selected for as a creative city. And so this was for its food. And Gaziantep, you might not know this, but it has a very ancient history. The cuisine there is at least 6,000 years old. And there are over 150 original dishes, so it would take you a year and a half just to work your way through each dish if you made one and ate it each day.
Gaziantep, you're saying?
Gaziantep, G-A-Z-I-A-N-T-E-P.
Uh-huh.
It's straddled between Asia and the Mediterranean, as I said, sort of down in the southeast of Turkey, and located in the Fertile Crescent, you know, between the Tigris and Euphrates, that biblical world of Mesopotamia that we all read about when we read our Bibles. And it's surrounded by very, very fertile soil, as you can imagine. And one of the major crops grown there are these magnificent pistachios. And they are so vivid and so green that I actually call them edible emeralds. And they use these in their baklavas. Gaziantep is almost synonymous with baklava. And also in a dish called katmer, which is K-A-T-M-E-R. It's their breakfast and their wedding dish, and I watched a baklava master making this katmer at the palace when we first arrived, and he was throwing sheets of pastry up in the air and then laying it down on a huge marble slab, cutting it into squares, and then spreading each square with these magnificent crushed green emeralds, or pistachios as they are, and sugar and a little bit of clotted cream, and then he folded the pastry up into an envelope shape. Then it's baked or it's fried in a pan and then served either for breakfast or, as I said, as part of a wedding feast. It was absolutely delicious because we had both a breakfast and a dinner at the palace.
I was going to ask you what it was about the food at Gaziantep that you've answered the question already.
Well, okay. No, but also, look, the range of food is extraordinary. I mean, the soups, I love the yogurt-based soups. They're just fabulous. Pilafs, you know, which are the rice-based dishes, some really fantastic salads. I love the black-eyed pea salad that they served us, and also a mung bean salad, because remember that Gaziantep is sort of close to Asia. One of the most surprising things were the stuffed vegetables. I'd never seen eggplant skins dried, and in Gaziantep they dry them out at the end of summer, and they hang them up in these huge bunches to dry out, along with dried tomatoes and dried capsicum. And then in winter, they reconstitute these dried skins with water and they stuff them with all sorts of things, either vegetables or mincemeat and bulgur, which is a cracked wheat. And then they eat those for dinner. So it's a very, very healthy cuisine as well.
I hope all this is going on your website, is it?
Yes. I've just put a story up on my website, sheridanrogers.com.au, about it. One more thing I want to tell you. I actually tasted truffles when I was at the dinner, which was extraordinary. I didn't know that there were truffles in Turkey. I mean, they're not the same as the truffles from Umbria or, you know, from France, but they do have their own truffles. And the other thing I love were the sweet pastries are irresistible, apart from the baklavas and that katmer that I described. They have magnificent halvas and milk puddings, really lovely, lovely milk puddings.
Now, I have to say that Turkey is one place I've never visited, but those people who have tell me, for instance, that Istanbul is a wonderful city. Did you get time to explore it?
I love Istanbul. In fact, look, I can't wait to go to Gaziantep as well. And in fact, Filiz had invited me many years ago, but I couldn't get there, which I regret now. But Istanbul, honestly, just magic. I love it. sometimes when I'm wandering around Istanbul, I really don't know where I am. Am I in India or, in Europe? Because it really is caught between Asia and Europe. We went to the Grand Bazaar, which I must admit, sadly, was quite empty. There were not many tourists around when I visited. Also to the Spice Market, which is down the hill, and the Museum of Innocence, which is Orhan Pamuk, he's the famous Turkish novelist. It's a really gorgeous little museum that he runs in Istanbul. And look, I had an experience at a hammam, which is the Turkish bath. Oh my God, they just slap me around all the time. They throw you down on this marble slab and they wash you with all these bubbles and then they slap you around and then you go off and have a massage. I can't say I found it very relaxing. It was a bit rough and ready.
Nice to talk to you. It'll all be on your website.
Also on my website, I have a recipe for one of the pilaf dishes, a really delicious one. It's made with lamb, quince and nuts. So have a look at that. And that's from a fantastic book by Eileen Oney called A Taste of Sun and Fire, which is all about Gaziantep cuisine.
SheridanRogers.com.au